Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're staying with me because we got our good buddy Jeffrey Zabar back on the show. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going way back, all the way back to 1999, more than 10 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He is our micropreneur expert. He's a writer extraordinaire. You'll see his byline all over cyberspace and in print. He is the author of a number of books on home-based and micropreneuring, and he is the Chief Home Officer, Jeff Zabar. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Always great to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. Even after all these years, we seem to still get along somehow. How's that work?
An old married couple we are.
I know. You're
Well, as my daughter says, I've been around since we've been together since dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Oscar and Felix, right?
Oscar and Felix, exactly. Or Shaq and Ben Stein, as the commercial.
Well, yeah. Okay. I think we can cut it off at that one. Hey, Jeff. When I think back on my long career, which I used to count in years and now I count in decades, I think about all the people I've met. All the contacts I've made, and I wish that I had the ability to mine those contacts, to reach out to those people. So many people that over the years, because I started my career in the dinosaur days, as you indicated earlier, we didn't really have a good way of keeping up with all that information except writing it down somewhere in notes. And I guess I've got some of those old notes. But today you can keep up with your contacts a lot more effectively, a lot more efficiently and accurately with the technology, can't you?
Well, absolutely. And you know, where it used to be, at one point I had just a little black book that I would write them in, and I learned long ago when write them in in pencil, because contacts change, phone numbers change, people move. And way back in the late 80s, when I first started working from home and really had to mind my own contacts, you know, as areas grew, we went from having, say, 305 was the area code for all of South Florida. Now Miami has two area codes, Broward has two area codes. Palm Beach County has its own area code, and then, you know, places that used to be north of that in the same 305 now have its own. So the point being, you know, those things change. So I used to do it in pencil, but then went from the black book to the Rolodex, and then I had to split the Rolodex into two because there were so many. And now it's all digital, and it really has to fit your style as to how you want to manage your contacts and make sure that you keep in touch with those people who are important to you. And I think that's the one thing that is, as entrepreneurs, we have to learn early is we may be mobile, we may take day jobs, we may go out on our own, it may be whatever the case may be, we need to have those contacts ready and able and sort of close at hand wherever we may go.
Well, exactly. And when I travel around, as you know that I do, and as you do, I had a BlackBerry, now I've got a Google phone. An HTC phone that's the manufacturer. And by the way, folks, they don't pay me any money. I'm just stating the facts. And I've got the Google Droid software, but it was the same with my BlackBerry. We'd be traveling around I'd think of somebody that I need to contact, or I think of somebody I wanted to, or something would be on the radio maybe, or I'd read something and I'd want to tell somebody about, tip them off or whatever, about what I read, or just make contact with them. It's so convenient and so handy and so beneficial to your business to be able to just scroll down, identify, the person you want, push a couple of buttons and phone them or text them or email them or whatever. But you can't do that if you haven't been collecting that information and if you haven't made it available to the technology.
It's vital. I mean, it's almost like the cobbler's children in the sense that you can have all the greatest software available to you. You can have, whether you went out and bought ACT or whether you use Outlook, and I used to use Outlook Business Contact Manager, which is a really, really super robust contact management solution. It's an extension. Outlook. And Outlook is, you know, pretty strong in its own right, especially for micro business. But you can use things like ACT, or you can use Goldmine. There's Google Contacts, which is what I use. But they're worthless if you're not updating them. And it's not a matter of going every Friday and spending 3 hours updating your contacts, but it's a matter of just making sure that they're fresh. Because certainly if you're using, for example, a smartphone or even being on the Internet, you know, Bob Smith, my you know, one of my contacts at ABC Widget Corp, ooh, that changed, or their phone number changed. Well, it doesn't take more than a few keystrokes to find out the new number. But still, you sort of want to make sure that you come across a few new contacts, you're putting them in your database. You know, you spend a little time just importing numbers into your database, because it really is the treasure trove that keeps your business afloat and keeps you sort of on the edge, in touch with people, and really exploring new opportunities.
Well, you know, and you know, Jeff, a lot of people in business are listening to us and they're saying, well, duh, I've been doing that for years. But and they're correct about that.
Right.
But there still are a lot of people out there who aren't doing, who need to do a little better job of organizing their contacts, just making sure that you keep those contacts. That you, if somebody gives you a card, you know, put that information into the technology. But one of the things you got to be careful about, though, one of the things I found out, Jeff, is that I will update my BlackBerry or my smartphone now. I'll update it. But if I don't update that at the source, whenever my folks update my, you know, BlackBerry from the context they put in, it wipes out whatever I put in.
Right, right.
So you got to have a system for this thing, Jeff, so that you don't lose your work. One of the things, though, that's really important, that is an extension of what we're talking about, are the Main Street small businesses, not wordsmiths like you and me, not consultants and people like that who obviously live and die by their contacts, but more of the Main Street small businesses that aren't that good at collecting information from their customers.
Right.
And that's a huge opportunity loss, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, especially, I know a number of businesses, and I've written about them, where they subscribe to services where if they just collect customers' names and email addresses, they send them special offers, they send them email coupons, but they make an effort of collecting this information. Just have the person, would you like to receive 5%, 10% off, 15% off, just enter your name and email address. We send out offers every week or once a month or whatever, and they collect it and they make use of that information. You'd be surprised at how willing people are to give information, especially when they trust you and are a trusted customer. They'll give that information so that you can take advantage of it. So you just
absolutely
you just
hold on to that thought, Jeff. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back with Jeffrey Zabar after these messages. More about staying in touch with your customers after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and that's our website too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog. Lots of stuff you can do there. The archives, the articles, et cetera, et cetera. And all of it's designed to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, whether you are a teeny tiny company of one or whether you got a lot of employees and you got a big payroll to make on Friday. Regardless of all that, we got something that will help you. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter if you're there. I'm at Jim Blassingame. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Jeff, tell us how we can find you online.
Easiest way is chiefhomeofficer.com. But, of course, we have our Facebook, Chief Home Officer, and at Chief Home Office on Twitter. Just ditch the R.
Right. So check it out. You know, Jeff, we're talking about doing a better job of keeping up with your contacts. I don't know how many times I have my business has benefited because I could quickly reach out to someone and send them a quick note. I had the technology, I had the contact information. You know, I'd be sitting in a meeting, or I'd read an article, I'd be on an airplane or in an airport, or maybe in my office, it didn't matter where, But I thought of a customer. I thought of something that a customer might be interested in, or something happened that made me feel that I needed to reach out to this customer, and I would do that. And it's amazing how much customers appreciate and respond positively when they think you're thinking about them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know,
I'm sure you've run into this many times
yourself.
It's
so simple just to reach out, whether it's a customer, whether it's a contact, just to reach out simply. And because, and again, getting back to the fact that we have this information in our contact list that we've maintained, you know, the thought, and that's, you know, where it really comes to play, and especially as a home officer, where, and this doesn't mean just for home officers, but, you know, it's sort of that blended experience, that blended sort of existence of, you know, I'm on my way back from a meeting, and what are we going to do for dinner? Well, I'm going to call my favorite pizza place, which whose information I happen to have in my database.
Right,
but I
right.
also have all my contacts and my customers and my friends and my peers out there that, you know what, I haven't called Bob in a long time. Let's give him a call and see what's going on. He'll you know, see what's going on with him. I'll bet he'll appreciate the phone call. And I think that we overlook the ability to do that, or just don't even consider how simple that can be. And it's all because we have that information close at hand. It really facilitates, you know, increased efficiency and productivity. And that's what I'm writing in one of my articles right now, even to the point of telling my kids to get off, you know, one's on Hotmail and one's on AOL, and they're good
right.
applications for what they are. But, you know, as you mentioned earlier, I mean, I'm talking about Gmail and Google Contacts. And whatever you use a system that is so simple that it synchronizes with the way your life works. It just puts you in sync to make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's setting up a calendar item, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, we keep up with our contacts in ACT. I think you turned us on to ACT
right.
10 or so years ago. But we also, but then we link it up with on my phone through the Google Sync, whatever it's called.
Google Sync.
But it works perfectly. But you know, Jeff, this all comes back to taking care of customers.
Right.
I have, you know, we've talked many times on the show about asking a customer what can you do to help them. And being prepared to do whatever it takes, even if it's not what you sell.
Right.
And I don't know how many times I've said that to a customer, and they say, well, I sure could use help with this or with that. And I'd say, and I would know someone who could help them, and I'd say, hang on a second. I'd pull out my phone, or I'd know how to contact the person. I'd click that information over and either call for them, give them the number, make the introduction, or whatever. And then I'd say, what else can I do to help you?
Right. Right.
Now, you'd be amazed at how many times a customer who otherwise wasn't ready to talk about what you have to sell is now ready to talk about what you have to sell.
Right. Well, you know, it really sounds simple, and it really is. And it sounds almost no duh, like you said, you know, people will be listening in and saying, well, I've been keeping my contacts for years. Well, two things. First off, you have to really, you know, sort of, you know, harvest or cultivate those contacts. But, you know, being the good guy, being the mensch, as we say, being the good guy out there who can put people in touch. I just got an email from a friend today saying I need a good CPA. Well, where's my CPA? He's in my contacts. So I was able to put those two together, and it's as simple as that. And just, you know, being the person, the facilitator, who, you know, you can be that shorten those 6 degrees of separation between one person who needs and another person who has. And
there's no reason why a Main Street retail operation or a restaurant or a dry cleaner, there's no reason why those people who are in that kind of business can't do this sort of the same thing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, whatever
you
do,
you got to get used to asking people for their contact information. And
you
got to
ask it, and then you got to put it somewhere. You spoke earlier of going to events and putting that information in. If you use like card scan to put business contact information, scan those cards. But again, one thing to keep in mind, don't go overboard. You can, you know, there may be people you never need. Don't flood it, but make sure they're worthwhile contacts for you.
Have them convenient. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Give us that website one more time, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Thanks, Jeff. See you later.
Jeffrey's
at bar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Cross the Mersey, cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.